With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Changes are coming to the FBI.
FBI Director Christopher Wray recently announced his upcoming resignation.
I've decided the right thing for the Bureau is for me to serve until the end of the current administration in January and then step down.
His departure will come 3 years before the end of his 10-year term. Wray has come under sharp criticism from President-elect Trump, and he said his departure will avoid political distractions.
This is the best way to avoid dragging the Bureau deeper into the fray.
Trump, who has already named Kash Patel to lead the FBI, applauded the news of Wray's planned resignation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
ABC News agreeing to pay $15 million toward President Trump's presidential library. The network's decision settles a lawsuit over anchor George Stephanopoulos' inaccurate on-air assertion that the president-elect had been found civilly liable for sexually assaulting writer E. Jean Carroll.
A jury in 2023 found Trump liable for defaming Carroll by claiming that she had made up a sexual encounter. In addition to payout for the library, ABC will also have to post a notice of regret on its website and has to pay $1 million for Trump's legal fees.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn. The French Interior Ministry says at least 11 people have died after Cyclone Chido caused devastating damage in the French territory of Mayotte in the Indian Ocean. It's proving difficult to get a precise tally on the dead and injured. Two-way star Travis Hunter of University of Colorado has won the Heisman Trophy, punctuating a tireless performance all season by a dynamic player with a unique combination of skills, big play wide receiver, and lockdown cornerback. This is SRN News. The Biden administration has withdrawn a proposed overhaul of workplace apprenticeship programs aimed at forcing businesses to recruit more homosexuals. The Department of Labor has touted its plan as a way to modernize and diversify on-the-job training programs, but business groups said the rule would ultimately drive up their costs, reduce their flexibility, and ultimately decrease participation in the programs. Republican state attorneys general had objected to the federal program over its focus on advancing diversity, equity, and inclusion. Another anti-Semitic incident in Australia. Vandals have torched a car and sprayed graffiti with anti-Israel slogans on a Sydney suburb. This attack comes just days after federal police established a task force to investigate increasing incidents of such crimes across the country. Authorities say the town where this latest attack took place is home to Australia's largest Jewish community. The arson attack in a Melbourne synagogue marks a real escalation. This is SRN News. The European Central Bank cutting interest rates by a quarter percentage point.
The cut comes amid signs of weakening growth and concern about the impact of political chaos in France and the possibility of new U.S. import tariffs. The bank's rate-setting committee made the decision to lower the benchmark rate from 3.25% to 3%. Lower rates should support growth amid signs that the post-pandemic recovery is slowing in the 20 countries that use the euro currency.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, December the 15th. It is the 350th day of 2024. There are just 16 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1791, the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution, went into effect following ratification by Virginia. On this date in 1939, Gone with the Wind, starring Vivian Leigh and Clark Gable, premiered in Atlanta. This is SRN News.